everyone. This is Courtney Edwards. You're listening to the Her Podcast from the Razorback Campers Hale Studio. This show's focus is highlighting women in the community who are making an impact, whether big or small. Hi, everyone. I'm here with Shannon Brandstetter, the owner of Shannon's Jewelers of Hot Springs. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So just tell us about your business, Shannon.
We are a full-service jewelry store. We do repairs, custom design, wedding rings, engagement rings, anniversary, birthstones, I mean, all of it. Actually, we do have watches coming in maybe a week. Really excited. It's a Hamilton brand. They've got some really neat watches.
Okay,
something different besides the smart watches that a lot of people wear.
So. Right, but you can wear both, you know.
That's true, but I have a lot of people that ask me about watches as well, so that's why we're getting them.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you recently celebrated your first anniversary back in September from opening your business. It's not been open very long at all. So tell us about opening your own business. What was that like?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, we got to do everything, do a complete build out on this store. It was empty. I mean, no walls, no anything. So we got to do all that, build showcases, shop for jewelry, shop for decor, all of it. It was fun.
Wow. Sounds absolutely crazy. Just building your whole business from scratch.
Yes.
And you guys can't see it in here, but it is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, so I know you've owned this business for about a year now, but how long have you been in the jewelry industry?
I've been in the jewelry business for about 31 years.
Wow.
So I've got some experience behind me.
Yeah. So tell us what it was like getting into that industry. How did you get started?
A really good friend of mine asked me if I would come and help where she worked. She worked for an independent jeweler at the time, and said they desperately needed some help. It was coming up on the holidays, and I laughed and I said, I don't know anything about jewelry. Not the first thing. I didn't know what the purple stone was or the green stone. I learned, and it's been fun. So
right, it sounds very fun, but what? After learning all of that in your first experience, what was it that made you to decide to stick with it?
I think that I just enjoyed it. I had no idea, what I wanted to do with my life, what kind of career path I wanted. And I worked for a corporate company hired me. And I moved up with them, and I went into management and had several stores, and I just enjoyed it. I did.
Wow. What was it that made you decide to switch from that to opening your own business?
After I left some of the big box stores, I worked for an independent jeweler, and he sold and retired and sold, and I kept thinking that, you know, I should possibly do that. My husband kept encouraging me. He said, I'll build you a store. You know, do it. That's what you're good at. That's what you enjoy. And so I did. We did.
Yeah. And here we are. So what are the differences that you've noticed between owning your own store and working under someone else?
There are pros and cons to both, but I love it. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. My dog comes to work with me every day.
Oh, what kind of dog do you have?
She is a 3-pound Chihuahua.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm surprised she hasn't come out to say hello, but I think she's on break right now.
Oh, okay. So she's one of your employees, huh?
Yes, or she's the boss.
Oh, okay.
So that's definitely a pro. You set your own pace. hopefully, and it's very enjoyable. The downside is you can't always find employees. That's hard to do, and then the training aspect, because you want people to be confident when they're sitting with someone or showing jewelry. And so there's a lot that goes into it.
Right, right. I was going to say there might be many cons, like bringing your dog, but you work hard to get to that point either way.
Yes.
Even the cons you face now, you worked extremely hard. I mean, starting with a building with not even anything in it. I mean, you had to redo the floors, you had to redo the ceiling. Mm-hmm. You worked hard to get to where you are now.
Yes, we did. It has been an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been enjoyable, though. We have added since after Christmas, you know, I had different little goals that, you know, I wanted to put into place to add to, and it's been great. I added two more showcases to what you see in here, and a couple of other jewelry lines that we have added, and so it's just a growing process. Grow a little bit more and then add some more. I try and talk to clients a lot to see, you know, what they like or, you know, what they can't find and what they're looking for. So,
because ultimately, clients are the boss in any business.
That is very true. Right. That's another thing about having my own business is if someone is looking for something that they're struggling finding, you know, if they come to me, I can help with that. I mean, it's not just black and white. We can do whatever, or we can make it.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said earlier, some people can come to you and bring, a family ring, and they just don't like it. And what can you do with it, you said?
I've had people bring me a baggie full of stuff, and I just, you know, this was my great-grandmother's, or this was, you know, all these things, and they don't like the looks of it. It's not the style that is popular anymore, and you know, I sit with them and visit and see what their tastes are, and then once you take these stones out or these diamonds out and clean them and, you know, put together a design, it all comes to life, and I've seen a lot of people be just as excited as I am about, you know, putting something together for them.
Yeah, that sounds super exciting. That would definitely be my favorite part of this job.
Well, and it's sentimental too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it means something to them, even if it's not the same look that it originally was. I've seen some things, and you know, we kind of change it some, and you know, it's just amazing. It's beautiful.
Right.
Pamper your pet at Gio's Paw Spa, which is owned and operated by Giovanna Splant. Giovanna is a pet owner and lover, as well as a skilled professional dedicated to your pet's care. She'll give your furry loved one personalized hands-on care. Call 501-762-4010 to schedule a consultation to discuss your pet's grooming needs, health, and get tips to ensure your pet stays looking fabulous. Again, that's 501-762-4010.
What would you say your favorite aspect of what you do is?
You know, I like a challenge. I like something that it's not just, you know, the same thing every day. So I really enjoy doing custom design. It's hard and it is a challenge, but when it all comes together, that's the part that's so rewarding because I enjoy it. You know, it just...
And you've been doing it since you were, 18, 19?
Yes.
Yeah. Not to say you couldn't change careers if you wanted to. Age is just a number, but you have a lot of experience,
right,
is what I'm trying to say. So are there any struggles you face, especially after opening your own business?
Probably the biggest struggle is people knowing that I'm here. You know, I'll have at least once a week, I'll have people that come in and say, I didn't even know that you were here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's people that I've known for years, and or they put it together and they realize. And then, you know, they'll say, I mean, why don't you advertise or whatever? So for me, it's you know, figuring out what's going to work and how to reach people to let them know that I'm here.
Right. And that is so much more difficult now that social media has been out for a while, the internet. You want to be that top spot on Google. And, you know, some people look at the paper ads, some people don't. Some people look at social media, some people don't. And you feel like you have to advertise through all of it to get everyone. But sometimes you just can't afford to do that.
That is very true. That is a difficult challenge, is, you know, trying to reach everyone. And we're doing a promotion through social media coming up to help bring people in. And one will be a necklace with a medallion that attaches to it through it's a Virgin Saints and Angels designer that we carry. It's a popular line. We are also going to give away a pair of diamond solitaire earrings. Both of those will be done just before Christmas, so that we're doing that to try and, you know, get ready for the holidays, but then still drive people in.
Right. And for those earrings, earlier you said you have to come in.
You do. You have to come in and fill out the drawing slip.
And then for the necklace, it is on Facebook.
Yes, Facebook and Instagram.
Right. So what is your tag so people can look you up?
Shannon's Jewelers of Hot Springs.
Okay. So you guys, if you want to win a necklace or earrings, come into Shannon's or go to their Facebook page and look that up. All right, so one more question is just, how do you think your business stands out, especially compared to other corporations that have been around a lot longer?
I would say that the way I feel like we're different because, you know, we can reach out to people. I mean, I'll even respond to messages in the evening time. But, you know, I want to make sure that people are happy with what they have, that they're not just walking in and handing me their money and me sending them on their way. I want them to, you know, you get attached to people and it's you develop these friendships and, you know, they almost become your family as you see their kids grow up and then you help their kids. That's, to me, that is, I stand back and I'm just like, wow.
It seems like a very special experience.
It is.
All right. Well, I think I just have one more question. Just, do you have any advice for someone who's wanting to break into the jewelry industry? And do you have any advice for someone just wanting to open their own business, whether it be jewelry or something else?
You have to be passionate about it, and you have to love it, and you have to be driven. I mentioned to you earlier that SBA is a really good resource. They have people with lots of information and knowledge that they can help you with, and they want to help you, and it doesn't cost you anything. That is something that I didn't realize what a blessing that was before. So, you know, I had someone that I could send a message to and say, who can you recommend for such, you know, cable?
Yeah.
Or do you have a contact for, you know, anything? And they would get it for me and like right away. So I was used to that. You know, a lot of places you can call and say, you know, I need this hooked up or whatever, and they'll tell you, well, I mean, we're on a waiting list right now. But, I mean, when I use them, I mean, that's somebody that just gets back with you. So, and they want to help you.
Yeah.
They want, you know, they want people to thrive and do well. And so that is something that I would definitely recommend.
Yes. And you're here, and you want to help people pick out a ring or a necklace or any other piece of jewelry that they're going to love forever. That's exactly what you want, isn't it?
It is. That's, you know, that's what I enjoy about what I do. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Shannon, for
participating
in the Her podcast.
And thank you for coming by.
Yeah. You guys might not have noticed, but we usually have our interviewees come to the office at the paper and sit in our podcast room, but Shannon here, she wasn't able to make it, so I met her at her shop, and it is just beautiful. I mean, these floors are beautiful. I've already said this, but I mean, it's just stunning.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I love it.
Thanks for listening to the Her Podcast from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us every Tuesday as we highlight local women and discuss how they are making an impact in the community and what got them to where they are today.